I've always been agitating from the outside, maybe worked for a short time in the health service, but really always been someone, maybe from my revolutionary background, always wanted to be like that. And then suddenly being inside and realizing the real complexities of running a healthcare organization and the difficult choices that you have to make, or the choices that were made in the past that were still haunting you. So it was a huge learning curve for me, dealing both with children, older people, and the fact that, and this has become a big debate over the last 20 years, in a small hospital you can't provide all services. And that's so hard to get across to the local population. They expect, I'm going to the hospital, whether I've got kidney failure, whether I've got a broken leg, whether I've got very complex cancer treatment, it should all be local. And it's not, it can't be. We had one renal consultant, that's not sustainable. There was a certain level of isolation as well, of people go and work there and we are all part of the family, and didn't want any criticism of the quality that was delivered. And you didn't want to offend people, but at the same time say, this is not sustainable. And so you learn then as a board member to be supportive to staff, but at the same time say, we might have to do things differently. It can't just be the same as it always has been. So I learned a lot.